Blog Talk Radio.
The Body of Christ.
This is the Body of Christ Church, and you are listening to our program, Kings and Priests, where we teach repentance to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. In these last days, darkness has covered the earth, and gross darkness covers the people. But for those who choose to hear the words of the Father and the instructions of Jesus Christ, He will give them the power to become the nation of kings and priests they were ordained to be from the foundations of the earth.
Bible foods. Was the food that blacks ate in slavery lawful according to the Bible? Should we continue to eat a slave diet after slavery, or should we eat what the prophets and Jesus Christ ate? Come as we examine these things according to the Holy Bible. All praises to the Heavenly Father in Christ for another show, another edition of Kings and Priests. I am your brother, the Die One, joining you to host another edition of this show on Saturday. We have another brother joining us this morning or this afternoon. If you're in London listening to the show, welcome to everyone that's listening to the show. The brother, Abadja. Abadja, you want to say a few words?
A few words. I want to give praises and all praises and thanks to the Heavenly Father in Christ for the another Sabbath. And, oh, wow, so you got chitterlings and hog maws on the chitterlings and, wow, chitterlings, boy, they got some good chitterlings and hog maws.
What? Have you ever had that, those chitlins?
Yeah, growing up in the South, yeah. Every New Year's, every 4th of July, roughly, that was like, you know, the time to when those things would normally be served, because, you know, people are on vacation. It takes a lot to clean those things if you can do such a thing. But, you know, that was the culture, if you will.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I would
don't eat it anymore.
Go ahead.
I said, don't eat it anymore, but yeah, grew up on it.
Mm. So this is what we're going to be talking about today, and I know a lot of Christians would disagree with the things that we're saying, and the things that we're going to be saying today is going to come straight from the Holy Bible. But where I would like to begin is I want us to look at Peter's. If we go to 1 Peter 2 and 21, because who are we supposed to model ourselves after? Who are we supposed to emulate or who was set up for us to follow and to emulate or imitate or to copy that person's actions to every deed that they did. Well, the Bible gives us an example. So go to 1 Peter 2 and 21, bro.
All right. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. Okay, I'm going to 2 Peter 2, 21. There we go. For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. 22.
We are.
Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth.
So the scriptures tell us that Peter, who was one of the chiefest of the disciples, that what? Hereunto you will call, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example. So Christ left an example. That when you read the definition of example, it says a person, action, or thing that is worthy of imitation, pattern. You must set an example to the younger children. So Christ is worthy to be imitated. You know, he was a person that is worthy that we can copy his actions. The thing that he did was worthy of emulation. To say, okay, well, Christ was sent from the Heavenly Father. He's the Son of God, so I'm going to act how he acted. I'm going to talk as he talked. I'm going to walk as he walked, and I'm going to eat the things that he ate. Does that make sense to you?
Pretty much.
I remember in my studies in the martial arts, I had a sensei or instructor in ninjutsu, and he was reaching to the level where he was dealing with a lot of spiritual things. He's starting to move past the physicality of the martial arts, and then he's going to the so-called spiritual side. And he's like, you know, dealing with some spiritual advisor or whatever. And he's like, man, I really wish I could know what the prophets and the disciples of Christ ate, you know, so I could be on their level. This is what he was saying to me. I remember that, you know. And then coming into the truth, now I know. But see, he was doing it. He wanted to know, because if I ate the thing that the prophets ate, and his thinking was that he would become more powerful in his martial arts. But see, the Lord has left us down an instruction and a guide that we can, what foods we can eat that will sustain our temples, our bodies. The Most High has left us a guide to do that. He hasn't left us comfortless where, you know, we wouldn't know. So Christ is the example. He did no sin. So in the Bible, in the scriptures, if you eat certain foods, is it a sin? This is the question. Is it transgressing the laws of God? Because that's what sin is. Abaja?
I would have to say, according to the Holy Bible, yes. And it's funny that you would ask that question, because that was actually part of one of the classes that we did last week. Was on the scriptures that modern day, I call them modern day Christians, because the Christians that follow Christ didn't do this, but that they use and they twist the scriptures to say that it's okay to eat what the Bible has already, you know, said, dictated as unlawful food.
Right. Well, we don't even have to deal with any of that. What we have to look at, that's why I read that scripture first about Christ. Because where does the scripture say Christ ate pork? Where does scripture say Christ ate the unclean foods or defiled foods?
You won't find them.
You won't find one scripture, because Christ did no sin. And this is the point that I want us to look at and examine. You know, if anyone want to deal with those points, let those people that call themselves Christians and try to bring those twisted scriptures, and we'll deal with them. But what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to try to override what Christ did. So I'm not going to deal with those scriptures. I'm going to wait for people to call in and try to justify the unjustifiable and say what they're above Christ and they don't have to follow Christ. So that's the way we're going to angle it today. So we'll wait for, as we say, those pork chop eating Christians to call into the show and try to bring some scripture to say, oh, they're holier than Christ.
Boy, don't you know you can't do that? The Lord cleaned that stuff up, boy. He cleaned it up.
Okay, we're going to see. We're going to see. The Lord cleaned it up. Well, let's go to Leviticus. Let's go to Leviticus, the first chapter. Because it's important, like the song says, you know, so-called black family, we have to learn our history. And part of our history was is that we ate these slave foods. We ate these slave foods. And slave foods, I'm going to read this. So let's listen to this, and then we're going to get into the scriptures. It says, what did African-American slaves eat? It says, whatever was cast off from the slave owner's foodstuffs, i.e., an example, the parts of animals that were usually thrown away as garbage were instead given to slaves. Or hungry and desperate slaves would eat things that actually were discarded by the slave owner, which the slave reclaim from the garbage heap. These cast-offs consisted largely of the remains of pigs. So, let's go to Leviticus 11:1 and see if the Heavenly Father, in His ultimate wisdom, did He leave us a guideline, or, you know, even today when you go in the supermarket, you got labels on it. Well, this is good for you. This might be fatty for you. Where the Lord has left us the ultimate guideline of what foods we're supposed to eat in the scriptures. So let's get Leviticus 11 and verse 1.
All right. Leviticus 11 and 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying unto them, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, these are the beasts which ye shall eat among all the beasts that are on the earth.
Go ahead. What are you supposed to eat? It's making a difference, isn't it?
That's apparently so.
Okay. Come on.
All right. Verse 3. Whatsoever parteth the hoof and is cloven-footed and cheweth the cud among the beasts, that shall ye eat.
Okay. So whatever is parteth the hoof and is cloven-footed, okay, it's got a hoof. It doesn't have a paw. So cat, you take cats off the menu. Take dogs off the menu. Camels off the menu. Okay? What parts the hoof? A cow. A goat. Lamb. Okay? They're cloven-footed. Go ahead.
Verse 4. Nevertheless, these shall ye not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the hoof. As the camel, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, he is unclean unto you.
Go ahead.
There you go.
Yep. Right.
And the coney, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, he is unclean unto you. And the hare.
What's the coney?
I think it's like a, you're going old school here, it's like a rock badger or something like that. It's similar to a rabbit, but not kind of like in a different family.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll confirm that here in a second. All right, verse 6. And the hare, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, he is unclean unto you. Now, that's a rabbit.
So, no rabbit. I know country folks, boys, rabbit boys, that's some good eating in them. Have some rabbit meat, go out wild game. Shoot a rabbit and guard it, they take that thing and cook it up. So you can't eat rabbits. Go ahead.
All right. Here we go. Verse 7. Oh, this is a big one. Yeah. And the swine. I'm going to read that again. Those three words. And the swine.
So you say swine. For a lot of people, they have no knowledge of what the swine is. So can you elaborate on what the swine is, bro?
The swine, you got many southern terms. hold on. You got the swine, you got the pig, you got a hog. You got in many forms. They got a souse meat, crackling, that they put on southern cornbread. What else? You got a pork pork bacon, pork sausage, pork ham. Well, the ham is pretty much pork anyway. You know, you got pork spare ribs. Yeah, pig feet, hog head, cheese, all kinds of stuff. You got chitlins and hog maws, and it's all kind of good eating there, boss.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not good eating according to the scriptures. That's good eating that we've been told. But these things were, as we read, these were the cast-offs, or these were things that was undesirable by our slave masters, and they were given to us to eat. But as we see in the scripture, how much of a curse this was, because not only was a cast-off, we was made to eat the things that was undesirable, but these things were awful, according to God. They were unclean. So read that again in Leviticus 11 and 7. And we're gonna hit this swine issue, because if we can hit the swine issue, everything else that the scripture says unclean, then you will understand that it's unclean. It's unclean, it's unclean. Go ahead. Leviticus 11
right.
and
7. And I know I'm getting extra southern today, but also just to add that in, the swine, that's also going into like the wild boars that people hunt and eat sometimes too. So it's just that whole family. Here we go, verse 7. And the swine, though he divide the hoof and be cloven-footed, yet he cheweth not the cud, he is unclean to you.
He's unclean to you. Unclean. Unclean.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Mm-hmm. What does that mean, unclean?
That means
what does
that
mean?
The Lord.
What does that mean? For someone, go ahead, you go ahead. I want to see what you're going to say. Go ahead.
Well, basically, unclean, when we read in the scriptures, the Lord already told us the context of the clean and unclean back in the first chapter. Unclean means that those are the things that we are not supposed to eat according to the word of the Heavenly Father. That's what unclean means. It ain't got nothing to do with the pig wallowing in the mud and all this other stuff and what people think that they want it to mean, but it's going to... It is not fit for us to eat according to the word of the Lord, period.
Now, why would that be important to us that is unclean?
Well, just to go to the heart of the matter, is because it's thus saith the Lord. You know, I'm not going into the whole, you know, other part of it that, you know, I know we're going to get there, but at the end of the day, it's like, listen, this is what the Lord said. And that's it.
Well, when you look at Deuteronomy 7, let's go to Deuteronomy 7.
All right.
Why would this be important for us? And I got a clip. And in the clip, this young lady is saying, it seems to affect us more than it does white people. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. So read Deuteronomy 7, verse 1, bro.
All right, Deuteronomy 7 and 1. The Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and hath cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than thou.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter shalt thou not, thy daughter shalt not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son. Verse 4. For they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you and destroy thee suddenly.
Go ahead.
But thus shall ye deal with them. Ye shall destroy their altars, and break down their images, and cut down their groves, and burn their graven images with fire. But thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God has chosen thee to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
So stop there. The Lord was so severe, he said, look, don't make marriages with these people. And matter of fact, destroy their idols, destroy their temples, and destroy the people that will make you go astray from me. So now we get to foods, and the Lord said, what? You are holy people. So there's things that we can eat that can make us unholy towards the Lord. So people that's trying to be holy, this is what it says in Isaiah 1, verse 16. It says, wash you, make you clean. put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. So can we eating pork make us unclean in our body and in our spirit?
Yes, it can.
Yes. So we're supposed to be a holy people. People claim Christ, and I'm trying to follow Christ. No, you're not. If you're not doing the things that Christ did. That's why Christ, even out of his word mouth, why you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say. Christ was about righteousness and holiness. And people don't understand. The Lord said it's unclean, like you were saying, Abaja. So that should be good enough. That's, you know, it's unclean. I'm not going to eat it. And people that don't follow what the scriptures are saying, or people that don't know, what? They're punished. They're punished in the different diabetes and diseases that come from these unclean beasts that we eaten upon the earth. And go back to Leviticus 11 and 7, and I'm going to read something else in the scriptures that's very very exciting. Go ahead.
You want to sit back to Leviticus 11?
Leviticus 11 and 7 and read that.
All right, Leviticus 11 and 7. It says, and the swine, though he divide the hoof and be cloven-footed, yet cheweth not the cud, he is unclean to you.
Go ahead. He's unclean to you. In what way, in what form, in what fashion? Read on.
Verse 9. Of their flesh shall you not eat, and their carcass shall you not touch. They are unclean to you.
So what comes of the swine? Or the pig or the boar, you have that bacon, you have pork chops, you have pork ribs, a various amount of foods that people don't realize that these things come from the pig. And the Lord said they are unclean to you, they make you unclean, they break the spiritual connection between you and the Heavenly Father. So now when you go and say your prayers, yes, just because you're eating pork, the Lord's not hearing your prayer. When is he going to hear your prayer? When you repent. You repent and turn from those things. And I know a lot of people, they're not aware of this knowledge, because when I was growing up in a church, I was not aware of this knowledge of what we were supposed to eat and what we were not supposed to eat. So that being said, I want to play this clip now. And the lady's going and explaining different slave foods and things that, you know, we ate in slavery, and should we be eating now? And mainly she's dealing with the, you know, the pork and the swine and stuff like that. So let's listen to this.
You don't know what the slave diet is. The slave diet is basically what Black Americans have eaten since we were brought over here during slavery. But basically, you know, it seems to have a more toxic effect on us than it does, you know, on white folks.
So let's stop there. She said basically it seems to have a more toxic effect on us than it does on white folk. Let's go to Ezekiel 4:13, because it was prophesied, because we broke the commandments of the Heavenly Father, that we were going to go into captivity in many different captivities, and that we were going to eat these defiled meats and defiled foods of the nations. So read Ezekiel, the 4th chapter, the 13th verse.
All right. I got a few scriptures I'm holding here, but...
Okay, well, I'll read this one, and you can fire away.
Oh, no, we staying on course here. You said Ezekiel
4:13.
All right, here we go. Ezekiel chapter 4, verse 13. It says, there we go. And the Lord said, even thus shall the children of Israel eat their defiled bread among the Gentiles, whither I will drive them.
So, in this last captivity, where did the Lord drive us? In the Americas, in the islands. And what did we eat? We ate the cast-offs, We ate the leftovers, the base abominable things of the other nations where the Lord had driven us. So it was prophesied because we broke the Lord's commandments that we were going to eat things that was defiled. Not only defiled as far as things that are offered to other gods, but things that are defiled that's unlawful for us to eat. We were forced to eat those things. Those are the only things for us to eat. Now people say, oh, well, my mama ate that, my daddy ate that, and we've been eating that since slavery, so what's wrong with it? It ain't kill us. But what? It is killing us because we have different and various diseases from those things. You're not just plain foolishness when our people say that. So if you have something you want to bring out, bro, please do.
No, we're good. We're good. Let's continue on.
Okay. So let's continue to listen to this clip.
And it's the highest fat meat that there is. And some of the interesting facts that I learned about the slave diet, well, about pigs, about swine, let's start with pig's feet. There's this, pig's feet. Interesting facts. One of the things that I learned about pigs' feet is that they have a duct at the bottom of their feet, and their bodies are so toxic that if there has to be a drainage system where the toxins have to be released from the feet, but they're still filled with toxins. They're filled with worms and parasites. And, you know, the pigs, they don't sweat. You know, they've got this thick layer of fat.
Now, how many people, you know, they'd be slurping down that pig's feet, boy, down to the toes.
I would
put in there from the rooter to the tooter.
Yeah, now that's one thing that when I did eat swine, that's one thing I never got into with pig's feet.
I had pig's feet. When I was growing up.
I mean, the one with the nail.
Mm-hmm. So that's the part where, you know, the Bible just clearly tells you it's unclean. You don't need a scientific documentary, whatever you want to call it, to tell you don't eat this, because the Bible told you just simply and plain it's unclean to you. Don't eat the flesh of it. Don't make bacon out of it. Don't make a little pork steaks or yams, or don't eat that. You don't need that. Don't eat the fat back, none of that. Don't make crackling or, you know, pork skins. You don't need, don't eat the flesh of it, period. And people, oh, well, you can take this part ain't that bad. No, it's all bad. It's unclean to you. The pigs, they serve a function on the earth, and it's not for you to yam. It's not for you to eat. So let's continue listening to this. So pig's feet, not good.
That other animals don't have. And they eat anything. I was reading an article by a farmer, and he knows that they will send the pigs out after they release the cattle, you know, the cows, because they know that the pigs will eat, you know, the cow feces. Pigs are scavengers. They're scavengers. They will eat anything. And if you look, I don't know, those of us who are Black American, you know, we should be familiar enough with this, you know, even though, you know, so many of us continue to carry this on. This was not what we were eating in Africa. This is not, we were eating vegetation, we were eating clean meat, we were eating just the vegetation of the earth, eating fruit, you know. When I say clean meat, and, you know, obviously the meat at that time, you know, was natural. You know, the animals would eat grass and grain and bugs and, you know, things like that.
Now, she said an interesting statement that I want to sing out. She said clean meats. Now, does the Bible tell us about clean meats that we can eat?
Actually, it does.
Let's get that and read that. Because, you know, that's one of the big hang-ups. People are like, oh, the Bible just don't do this, you don't do that. But the Bible does tell you, you can do this and you can do that. So what scripture you have on clean meats, bro?
Clean,
we're good.
Well, he told us back in Leviticus 11, we already read it, verses 1 through 3, where he said, I just cut straight to the chase. Verse 3, it says, whatsoever part is the hoof and is cloven-footed and cheweth the cud among the beasts, that shall ye eat. So if it meets those criteria, then it is fit for us to eat according to the scriptures. Let me jump down to verse 9. Let's go to aquatic animals. It says, these shall ye eat of all that are in the waters. Whatsoever have fins and scales in the waters, in the seas and in the rivers, them shall ye eat. So I don't see a do not on those two verses there, but people always want to focus on things so that they can justify their sins.
Right.
That's what we all do.
Right. Deuteronomy 14, it says, but all clean fowls you may eat. And 14 and 11 said, of all clean birds, ye shall eat. So those are two good examples. So some of the things that part the hoof and is cloven for the good example is what? The cow?
Goat. Lamb.
Lamb.
Lamb or sheep, whatever you want to call it. It's called lamb.
Buffalo.
Oh, I forgot
Buffalo.
About the bison. Deer.
Buffalo, some good eating. Deer.
We call it venison.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's another good eating.
It's a few more animals out there.
It's just the thing that what people haven't been told, what hasn't been advertised on your television set, so you don't know. And our people, especially our people, too lazy to go and look. Well, what parts of hoof and claw? All you got to do is Google it. It's so simple now. But, you know, when you have a generation of people, especially young people, will go on riot, and what they take is TVs, and they leave the bookstores untouched. That's very telling, you know. Our people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And the main knowledge that we lack is of the scriptures, is of the Holy Bible. You think church is somewhere where you go jump, shop, and shout, hoop, and holler, like a damn monkey. But the scripture says... The God of this Bible, God is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed, you know. You don't see, every time you saw someone acting a fool like that, the Lord Savior Jesus Christ was throwing a legion of demons out of them. That's what happened, you know. You know, there's nothing wrong with dancing and making a joyful noise to the Lord. That has its place, but that's not the end-all and do-all of what the scriptures are saying. It's more about the word of the Lord and what Christ was saying than jumping and shouting and dancing. So back to the documentary.
And so that's what we're taking in when we go ahead and eat that meat instead of the garbage that pigs. I mean, they have a purpose on this earth. I mean, that's their purpose. But, there's already enough scientific data, at least about the high fat content and its relation to, cardiovascular disease. And, so many black people have high blood pressure. You know, we have cardiovascular disease. And, the lard that we, make our pastries with and our biscuits with, added to, eating, the pork, it's just, that's our history. Our history, all of these diseases that, when we get off the pig and we start eating.
So now my question is, Abadja, as a result of eating these unclean meats, is the Lord putting diseases on us as a punishment?
Well, eating those unclean meats is the breaking of the commandments of the Heavenly Father, and he said that he would punish us for those things, so yes. That's just one of many things.
Let's go and examine that in the scriptures. Let's go to Deuteronomy 28, And let's start from 15. Deuteronomy 28 and 15. And let's see.
Right. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28 and verse 15.
And first of all, a lot of people that go to church, which they don't know, is that slavery was prophesied in the scriptures, that we would come in and on ships into an Egyptian-like slavery, that the Israelites, the ancient Israelites, suffered under the Egyptians, that what? The Israelites of today, they would go through a similar hardcore bondage and be sold into slavery. And the reason why this would happen is because that Deuteronomy 28 and 15, you read it.
All right, here we go. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee.
Read the next
thing. All right. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store.
So those two things get there. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, cursed shalt thou be in the field. Because how will we be cursed in the field? Picking that cotton all day long. Another curse that came is the basket and store. We didn't have any storehouse where we could store up anything. So we had to eat the defiled bread of the Gentiles. We had to eat the pork scratchings, the pig feet, the pig butt, the pig ears, the pig head. That's where you have that hog head cheese where they just grind up the pig's head, the pig brain, and make some kind of damn spam out of it. But all that's unlawful in the scriptures. So now we have a choice. Why are we still eating that crap? Why are we still eating that? We don't have to. So let's jump down.
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy, I think it's.
And then once they didn't have to eat the scraps, made some of the better parts of the meat, so-called better cuts, rather. That's what the phrase is, eating high on the hog now. Yeah, boy, we eating high on the hog today.
Right.
It's good.
Deuteronomy 28 and 58, because we were speaking about diseases, us eating this unclean meat that the Lord said was unclean. Is the Lord bringing diseases on us as a curse because we eating these unclean things? Go ahead.
Deuteronomy 28 and 58. If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, and of long continuance, and sore sickness, and of long continuance.
Go ahead.
Moreover, verse 60, moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also, every sickness, and every plague which is not written in the book of the law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Read on.
Wow. 62. And ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God.
So the Lord said he will bring diseases upon us. Why? Because we would not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. So what was the voice of the Lord thy God as far as pertaining what we were supposed to eat? We was not supposed to eat the swine and of these unclean beasts that we eating. But we're focusing on the swine because this is one of the main staples and mainstays, you know, especially, you know, in the South, black people, they claim, oh, the pig, the swine, the pork chops, this, that, the chitlins. No, we're not supposed to. That's an abomination. We're not supposed to eat that. How can you eat chitlins? Chitlins is the intestines of the pig.
Chitlins.
Where the crap comes out, you know. How are you going to eat that? That's just basically doodoo meat. That's what it is. It's doodoo meat. So you're eating meat, doodoo-flavored meat. and you calling that good, it's unclean. It's unclean. You know, people won't listen to the word of God. They're, well, if the science said so. No, forget the science. You know, the Lord is telling you this unclean. But this shows you how far we have fallen away from the Heavenly Father in Christ, especially in these churches, because they're not going to teach you this in the church. Matter of fact, they're going to have pork chop Sunday. You can get all the pork you can eat. Yeah.
But pork is the other white meat. And they had campaigns on it. It's the other white meat.
Yeah. It's nasty. It's unclean. It's not to be desired. Okay? It's not a meat to be desired. The Lord gave us clean meats for us to have. And this was from the beginning. This was from the beginning. This is a new thing. Oh, that just came in with that law. See, that law. When Noah was packing in the animals, the Lord told him to do what?
I was holding that, and I didn't know you were going to go there.
He told him to get more of the clean animals than of the unclean. So read that.
Okay. This is Genesis chapter 8. And hold on one second here. Here we go. Well, this was actually, I probably need to go back into the a little bit further than that. But this is actually where he was made basically a sacrifice unto the Heavenly Father. This is Genesis chapter 8 and verse 20. It says, mm-hmm. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar.
Right. And, you know, you saying that, anytime anyone defiled the temple of God and they brought in their idols, what did they bring in? What beast did they bring in to defile the temple of God?
Swine,
the pig.
Every single time.
So now you're telling me the thing that's defiled the temple of God, people have died not to eat the swine. You saying what? God just cleaned it up now. Don't worry about it. Everything that's I'm not really concerned with that no more.
Mm-hmm.
You have to really read your people not reading their Bible. Let's say like Obama, people not reading their Bible. You not reading your Bible because the Bible says what? That's an abomination. People died. They forced people to eat the swine to deny God and break the heritage and the laws and commandments of the Heavenly Father. And now you're going to eat it, no problem, and then try to defend it under Christ's name. You don't want to meet Christ when you come. I hope and pray that people really change their minds and take this thing seriously. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the scripture that you was looking for was that Genesis 7 and 2. It says, of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of the beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. See, that's what happens when people don't read the Bible. Because you just thought, you know, Noah took them two by two. And you listen to different movies and stuff, you know, watching Moses, Noah took them two by two, the giraffe, the monkey, and the kangaroo. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, that's what, Noah took them by two. See, I wrote that in glory. No, brother. The Bible says, Genesis 7 and 2, of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens. The male and his female. So he had seven male that was clean, seven female that was clean, and then the ones that were not clean by two. So from the beginning, the Lord had separated the clean beast from the unclean beast. It was, the Moses broke that law, and, you know, a pork type back then might kill you. They didn't have refrigeration. You know, that's foolishness. The Lord said it was unclean. He created it. He knew what his purpose was, and it was good. But it wasn't good for you to snack. It wasn't good for you to have crackling or fat back. That's not what the pig was for. That wasn't his purpose. So when the Lord brought his people, his holy people that he had chosen to himself, he said, look, don't eat this because this is going to make you unholy. This is going to make you unclean, and this is going to cut the spiritual connection between me and you. When Christ came, he left us an example. He's the one that we're supposed to emulate, copy, you know, be the one, I want to be like Christ. I want to do the things that Christ did. No pork graced his lips. So if you say you're a Christian, then you should be doing the same exact thing. Is that simple? Does it get any simpler than that, brother?
No, and actually, you know, just basically coming into the true knowledge of the scriptures, that was actually one of the things I initially struggled with, was giving up pork. I was like, man, listen, that's too hard on my system. The pork is easier to digest. You know, it's cheaper. People on the budget, pork is cheaper.
Yeah, pick it with
you. You make all kind of excuses to not serve the Heavenly Father.
Well, I was a complete opposite. I was a complete opposite.
The Lord said that he never saw the righteous beggars or his feet begging bread.
Exactly. I was a complete opposite, bro. I'm growing up, I hated them damn pork chops. Bacon, not so much. But chops used to give me a darn headache. So it's like, you got no pork. I was like, bye. See you later. But, yeah, many people have their battles and struggles, but we have to recognize what the Lord says. And so through your battles and struggles, you don't eat it now, do you?
No, I don't even interest me anymore.
So I know another brother who used to see, you know, struggle with, you know, he wanted to eat shrimps or prawns, as they call them over here. He had, the thing's got to have, you know, that little thing right there, the fin, that little thing right there, the scale. Man, I don't want to give up my shrimp. But he had to bow to humble himself to the Heavenly Father in the words of Christ. And many people won't do that. They will try to justify their sin. So in saying that, we're gonna take a short break, bro. We're going to come back and deal with this thing. It's funny, but at the same time, it's serious, because a lot of people, a lot of Christians, they will kill you for their pork, for that shrimp, man. They'll be protesting outside of Red Lobster. So we're going to take a short break. We're going to be right back. So stay tuned to Kings and Priests.
Connect with the Body of Christ Church on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. You can like our Facebook page at facebook.com/theBOCC. Follow us on Twitter at theBOCC. And view our videos on youtube.com/theBOCC1. Link with us to learn more about repentance and salvation according to the Holy Bible. Remember what Christ said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." We pray that the information on our pages guide you towards true repentance to the Heavenly Father in the name of Christ. Shalom. Body of Christ Church Radio Network broadcasts 7 days a week on blogtalkradio.com/theBOCC. Listen to our archived broadcast or check us out while we are live on the air. Come and visit us in the virtual living room at 2 o'clock p.m. on Sundays, where we examine current topics according to the scriptures. Are you looking for the truth? Can you handle the truth? Find out on Mondays at 8 o'clock p.m. It doesn't matter what church you attend or philosophy you believe. Take the challenge to see, are you smarter than your pastor, on Tuesdays at 8 o'clock p.m. The world is engrossed in darkness, but it shall be destroyed by the light. Tune in to From Darkness to Light at 7 o'clock p.m. on Wednesdays, where all manner of witchcraft, occult practices, and Satanism is exposed for what it is. Before the light comes, it's time to awake. On Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m. If you are seeking salvation, listen to Repentance is the Key, Fridays at 8 o'clock p.m. And after you have listened to all of these shows, find out how we will become kings and priests, Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock a.m. All shows are on Eastern Standard Time. Remember to check out the Body of Christ Church 7 days a week on blogtalkradio.com/TheBOCC. That's blogtalkradio.com/THEBOCC. Shalom.
So this is what we need. We need the basic instruction that comes from the scriptures. And the scriptures will show us what things that we are supposed to be eating upon this earth. And in slavery, the things that we were eating or were given to us were defiled. They were a curse. It was a punishment for our disobedient and disobeying the Heavenly Father. So we were given this defiled bread. We were not given the food that we're supposed to have as kings and priests, as holy men and holy women of the Lord. But now it's time for us to learn and return to the Heavenly Father in Christ through His Word. So we'd like to welcome you back to Kings and Priests. If you're just joining us, what we're talking about today, we're talking about slave foods versus Bible foods. And one of the biggest slave foods that we're talking about that's been on the menu is the swine, the pig, the pork chops, the fat back, the pig scratchings, the chitlins, the pig's feet. So in the scriptures, go back to it and read Leviticus 11 and 7 again, my brother.
All right. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 7. And the swine, so he divides the hoof, and be clothing for it, yet he cheweth not the cud. He is unclean to you.
He's unclean, go ahead.
Of their flesh shall ye not eat, and their carcass shall ye not touch. They are unclean to you.
So even the dead body of the pig, the Lord said, you are not supposed to touch it. You are not supposed to eat the flesh of it. Now let's go and examine. Is that just that one place that's mentioned? Abaja. You just mentioned one place about the swine there? About the pig? Don't eat it, don't touch it, don't deal with it, leave it alone?
I don't think so. Deuteronomy 14:8.
Okay, read that. Because remember, Deuteronomy stands for second law. Because the children of Israel, we were so hard-headed, we didn't get it the first time. So the Lord said, tell these people the law again. Tell them the law again. Tell them what I hate. Tell them what I love. Tell them what I like. Tell them what I dislike. Tell them what I abhor. Tell them what I don't want to see. Tell them, Moses. So we had to have Deuteronomy, a second telling of the law. So here it is from Leviticus. It told us what the unclean meats and the clean meats were. Now, it's a second telling of what the clean and unclean meats are. So read again.
All right. This is Deuteronomy chapter 14 and verse 7. Verse 8. Mm. It's cutting straight to the chase. Yeah. And the swine, because it divideth the hoof, yet cheweth not the cud, it is unclean unto you. Ye shall not eat of their flesh, nor touch their dead carcass.
So that's simple and plain. Well, let's look at the prophets. Let's look at the prophets. Let's go to the prophet Ezekiel. Go to Ezekiel 4 and 14. And let's read this. Was Ezekiel trying to eat that?
I doubt it.
Go ahead.
Ezekiel 4 and verse 14. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, my soul hath not been polluted. For from my youth up, even until now, have I not eaten of that which dieth of itself, or is torn in pieces, neither came their abominable flesh into my mouth.
So is the swine abominable flesh?
According to what we read in Leviticus and Deuteronomy,
yeah.
Yes, it is.
It's an unclean meat. It's a hateful meat that the Lord doesn't want us to eat. So Ezekiel says, I ain't eating that. I've never eaten that. I've never eaten anything that died of itself. Is dead. Whatever killed it, if you eat it, it's going to kill you. Just like you have animals. That's why you have the different societies and the FDA and all this. If your cow, you got mad cow disease. You going to eat the cow?
Uh-huh.
You going to eat the cow? You going to eat that mad cow burger I bought you?
They're trying to. They probably already serving it to us now, so people getting jacked up.
Huh? You going to take the cow, and you know the cow done died for some disease, and we just say mad cow disease, for example. And so here you go, Abaji. This cow, it died. Yeah, just take this, man, make some burger. You going to take it?
No.
Why not?
Not knowingly, no.
Why not?
Because the Lord already told us not to eat anything that dies for itself.
Because whatever killed that going to kill you. It's as simple as that. Something died of itself. You don't know what it died or whatever killed it. It's dead. It's not healthy. It's not
mm-hmm.
healthy. But Ezekiel, he wasn't eating anything that was abominable. Going back to the point, Christ was our example who did no sin. These things are described as breaking the commandments of the Heavenly Father, and Christ did not eat pork at no point in his life. No point. No one. If you say he did, you're a liar. Not only are you a liar, you're a damn liar for lying on the Lord and lying on Christ and lying on the Scriptures. So that's Ezekiel now. Yep. What do you say, bro?
Yeah. No, I say, you know what? And the thing is, too, is that people get it twisted, man, because this world is so polluted. They will use the justification that, oh, what do you think you're eating? You think you're eating pure meat? You think that, you know, basically, again, trying to use an excuse to circumvent the commandments of the Heavenly Father, not understanding that when we repent through Christ that he's protecting us from a lot of those things that would normally do us harm. But that doesn't mean that you can just go and blatantly break his commandments.
Yeah. So let's go to the book of Isaiah. What about Isaiah? What Isaiah said about this pig swine? Isaiah 65, verse 2, bro.
Oh, you going there?
I'm going there. I'll take
okay.
you there. The scriptures is our power that elevates us to the level of kings and priests. Well, you just follow today's society. Today's society and TV, the things you're watching, what is it? It debases you. It brings you down morally, financially, all of that. You know, you're going to watch the TV. What is it telling our women to do? Show their breasts, show their legs, how to be a whore. It's not showing them how to be a daughter of Sarah. It's not showing them how to be a child of God. It's showing them how to be a better deal, which is one of those damn Eastern gods, female gods. Oh, you a diva, girl. No, why don't you? No, I don't be no daughter of Sarah. I don't be righteous. I will be a freak, fornicator, have sex when I'm like a man. Well, a man that does that, Hebrews 13 and 4 says what? Marriage is honorable law, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. And our people are getting judged for their morals and for what they eat. So read on, Isaiah 65.
Isaiah 65 and 1. I am sought of them that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me. Behold me unto a nation that was not called by my name.
Mm-hmm.
I've spread out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people, which walked in a way that was not good after their own thoughts.
So listen, eating scraps out of the garbage heap, is that a way that's good?
No.
Why would you want to continue doing that? It's like, if this happened to our people in slavery, why would you want to continue to do that? You should be set against it, right? Right or wrong?
You should be, but this is the
culture. They gave this old nasty pig in slavery. I ain't gonna never eat a pig again. I don't want to see a pig on a cartoon. Don't show me Porky Pig on a cartoon. I don't want to see it on a TV. That's how we should feel about it.
But brother, this is part of our culture. This is our rich history and our past that our forefathers fought and died for.
What, to eat pig's butt? That's part of our culture. That shows how low we come at the people, boy. Eat the pig butt, the pig intestines. That's a cultural. That's cultural? No, that's slavery. That was punishment. You eating a pig guts where the pig doodle is, that's a punishment. So keep reading.
All right.
He spread out his hands all day unto rebellious people, because how many times have you shown this to people, Abaja, and it's like they wanted to fight you, bro?
Nine times out of nine. Nine times out of ten. I ain't going to say nine out of nine because some people actually listen, but nine out of ten.
Yeah. We're like, what? No, it's all examples you get. This is what we had, and my mama ate this. So you say my mama wrong? You say my mama wrong? And you know you don't say nothing wrong about black people's mamas. You trying to say my mama wrong? And the answer would be yes. I'm saying. Now, I'm saying the Lord is saying.
The Lord
is saying. So read verse 3.
Verse 3. A people that provoketh me to anger continually to my face, that sacrifices in gardens and burneth incense upon altars of brick, which remain among the graves and lodge in the monuments, which eat swine's flesh and broth of abominable things in their vessels.
Mm. So it's telling you, these are things that is upsetting the Lord, that's provoking him to anger continually, sacrificing the garden and sacrificing the idols which remain among the graves and lodge in monuments, which eat swine's flesh and broth of abominable things in their vessels. So is the Lord happy with that?
Mm-mm.
No, he's not happy with that. Go to Isaiah 66 and 15.
Isaiah 66 and 15. For behold, the Lord will come with fire and with his chariot like a whirlwind, to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire.
So what is he going to be upset about? Because the way how Christians pay, you know, Christ's going to come, people that did bad, they're going to get a slap on the wrist, and everyone is going to live in nirvana, like in the Matrix, having a big sex orgy. This is Zion, and we are not afraid, and then have a big sex orgy. No. The Lord is going to come with fire and rebuke and fury because of the sins that's been done on this earth. And which one of the sins? Whether you believe it or not, it's the foods that we're eating. Eating the pork, eating the swine, eating the shrimp, things that don't have fins and scales. The Bible is clearly telling us. Go ahead.
All right. Verse 16, for by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many.
Read on.
They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh and the abomination and the mouse shall be consumed together, saith the Lord.
So those that eat in swine flesh, and you're trying to justify, well, Christ cleaned that up. He blessed it.
No, he didn't. He
blessed it with his blood. No, Christ did not bless that. It's unclean. It's unclean. And here's the future prophecy, what the Lord is going to do. It says, for behold, the Lord will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will he plead with all flesh, and the slain of the Lord shall be many. They that sanctify themselves, because that's what people are doing. They're sanctifying themselves and making themselves clean. They're not going through the Heavenly Father or his beloved Son, who is our Savior Jesus Christ, who's the true King, who's a true priest. We're not going through him. Oh, I'm just, Lord, bless this. Let's see, it's blessed now. It's blessed in your mind only, because the Lord's not blessing your swine, your pork chop, your bacon sani. He's not blessing it for you. and purify themselves and God is behind one tree in the midst. Because what? People that call themselves Christians, they serve a false Christ. They're not serving the Christ that's in the scriptures. They're not serving the Christ that's in the Bible. They're serving a Christ that's in their own mind of their own making. Because when you examine the two, the Christ of this world and the Christ of the scriptures, they're two different people. Christ wasn't born on December the 25th. Christ wasn't in a relationship with Mary Magdalene doing damn sex magic rituals. But that's what people are engaging and believing. It says that sanctify themselves and purify themselves, and God is behind one tree in the midst, serving idols, eating swine's flesh, and the abomination, and the mouse shall be consumed together, saith the Lord. They're going to be destroyed together. Who's saying this? Abaji, you saying this?
No.
Am I saying this?
Nope.
Is this a direct quote that's coming from the Body of Christ Radio Network? No, saith the Lord. So if you can't put the pork chop down, you can't put the bacon down, you can't put the pig down, then what? You're going to be consumed by fire. That's what the Lord is saying. That's what the Lord is saying. And, I mean, the Lord is so beautiful. Like, okay, I got a taste for bacon. Get you some beef bacon. Turkey bacon. You have an alternative. You don't have to eat things that's unlawful. It's beef. Turkey rashers. You know, it's got that kind of like beef feel, beef flavor. Beef bacon. Beef sausage. Nah, I got to have the pork. Well, you're going to die with the pork. You and your pork going to die together. Now, let's see. In the New Testament, what was Christ's interaction with the pigs or the swine? You know where I'm going, Pastor. You know where I'm going. What was Christ's interaction with pigs? Let's go to Matthew's, or let's go to Mark, the 5th chapter, 11th verse.
Oh, God.
All righty. You said Mark, which chapter now?
Mark 5. And those that's listening, pass this information on to your friends and family. Post it on your Facebook wall and see what kind of reaction you get.
Yeah,
people that Bible have more questions? What's that?
There you go with that Bible stuff again.
Post it on your wall and see what kind of reaction you get. Are people going to be hostile, or they're going to want to know more? See what their initial reaction is. Because the scripture says, if you instruct a wise man, he's going to be wiser. Read that, Mark 5 and 11. A fool hates instruction. That's why they ain't breaking into little bookstores when they was having the riots over here in London. Show you that they were foolish out there breaking up stuff. A bunch of fools. They ain't breaking no bookstores because the Lord penned it right. Fools hate knowledge and instruction. Mark 5, verse 11.
Mark 5, 11. Now there was nigh unto the mountain a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. There were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done.
Go ahead.
15. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid.
So they came and heard what happened. So Christ took these legion of demons and devils and said, cast us into these pigs. Why would they go into the pigs, Abaja?
There was a whole bunch of them, but the pigs were basically unclean animals to eat, so...
Well, why would they? Yeah, they were unclean. The pigs was unclean. But why would these demons eat the unclean meat?
Well, unclean spirits.
There you go. They're unclean spirits. They're unclean spirits going into an unclean meat. It's simple. Now, you have that example of the Lord. Oh, see, that you just come with the Old Testament. Here's a New Testament example. And the Lord's, boop, you go ahead and go into those pigs. So now, you still going to eat it? That's that demon meat. That's what I call it. That's the demon meat. It ain't the white meat. It ain't the other meat. It's the demon meat. That's the meat that Christ put the demons into. So when you read that, maybe I was a little skeptical before, but now after reading that, nah, man, I'm gonna leave that alone. I'm gonna leave that one alone. But let's go further. Let's go to, huh?
Let's talk about my pig, boy. That's my meat. That's good meat,
boy. They be trying to lynch us down south, but brothers out there teaching the scriptures about this, and they're fine. So let's go to the book of Revelations, Revelations 21 and 27, because we have it where, you know, people are saying that even famous comedians, when they're saying that, you know, God's not going to, you know, charge them or hold them back or hold them accountable for eating swine's flesh or eating meat or their diet. So let's read in Revelations. I'll see if I can find that clip.
All right. The book of Revelation, chapter 21, and verse 27. Mm-hmm. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
So the scripture is telling you, and there shall no wise enter anything that defileth, neither whatsoever work of abomination or make of a lie, but that's what we're written in the Lamb's Book. So does the pig defile you?
According to the scriptures, yes.
Is it an abomination?
Yes, it is. Thus saith the Lord.
So those things, are you going to be in the Lamb's Book of Life?
Nope.
No, because those things bring death. So here's the clip. This is a clip by Chris Rock, and he's talking about the diet, and he's talking about the Bible and his disagreement with the Bible's making the pork unclean. So let's read this. Let's listen to this.
People don't eat pork. What is that about? You don't eat pork. You don't eat pork. Some people don't eat pork for religious reasons, which I think is dumb. I ain't gonna nobody's religion. But I refuse to believe that on Judgment Day, my diet's gonna come into question. Okay? What you eat don't got to do with who you are as a person. Okay? Hey, God, I killed a bunch of kids. But ain't right. No. That ain't gonna happen, man. No. See, people don't realize, like, religious books were written by man. Man wrote everything, right? Man wrote the Bible, man wrote the Quran, man wrote the Torah, all that written by man. And thousands of years ago, before there was, you know, like 5,000 years ago, before there was Reynolds wrap, before there was refrigerators, before there was freezers, before there was seasoning, a pork chop might kill you. One drop all day. But times have changed. That's right. See, times have changed. People, you know, 5,000 years ago, it's like, damn, this pork is killing everybody. How can we get people to not eat pork? Okay, tell them God said don't eat it. And everybody said, okay, God said don't eat it. They stopped eating it. Times have changed, though. And now we got refrigerators. We got freezers. We got saran wrap. We got Reynolds wrap. Now a pork chop's your friend. Right. You starving a pork chop
to
save your life.
So, there we go.
Let me read this again.
Famous comedians of our day,
in modern times, Chris Rock, making mockery of the scriptures and saying it's okay for you to eat pork. So what does Christ say about that? What does Christ say? Is it okay for us to break any of the commandments of the Bible?
No, it's not. Hold on, I think
Matthew's the fifth chapter.
Right here.
Verse.
Okay, you want to start at 17?
Yeah.
All right, Matthew 5:17. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled.
Read on.
Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so.
Eating pork. The Chris Rock, one of the least commandments was what? Eating pork. He didn't think that that's going to be a questionable commandment that's going to come into question on the day of judgment. Go ahead.
Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whomsoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
So, is pork still relevant today? Not eating pork or the commandment on pork or the swine, is that still relevant today, according to Jesus Christ? Of course it is. Whosoever shall break one of these least commandments and teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. And that don't mean you're going to have the cheap seats. That means you're not going to be there. You're going to be without, with the dogs, with the sorcerers, those that love to make a lie. You're going to have your part in the lake of fire, which burneth forever and ever. Amen. That's where you're going to be, because the Lord has detailed his righteousness. And what's righteous to you is not righteous to the Lord. So we're just supposed to follow the words of the Heavenly Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. That's what we're supposed to do. Anything else, you got to put to the back burner. You got to put to the side. You got to humble down. You can't get emotional about, I feel like it's okay for me. No, that's simple and foolishness. A lot of times people get their feelings and emotions tapped into what the scriptures say. Well, it's going to be a problem. My wife, she loved to eat the pork. Stop being a weak man and deal with the scriptures. Tired of that. Brothers being weak to their women, like Adam. Haven't we learned from Adam? Yeah. You gave Adam something to eat. Look at us now. Because we're not supposed to be here working. You working, man, I got to go to work. Reason for that, you're not supposed to be working. You're supposed to be enjoying paradise. Your only job was to tend the garden and then enjoy it. Now we working 9 to 5, 9 to 5, 5 to 12, or whatever, late shift, third shift, second shift. Why? Because we broke the Lord's commandments. Well, we're supposed to be the kings and priests and enjoy the things of the earth. Now we're the ones that's on the bottom. We're in the ghettos and slums. Instead of in the rich kingdom like Solomon, where are we at? In Harlem, in Brixton, you know? We're not in the palaces as the kings and the princes and the royal people of the Lord. Now we're the dunghill. We're the bottom of the earth. Why? Because we broke the Lord's commandments.
I was going to say, in certain parts of Harlem, we ain't there no more.
Wow.
That got cleaned up. And
they
threw them out. They threw us out with it.
Yeah. Why? Because black people are not there. Our people, black Latinos, aren't there anymore. But wherever we go, there's some kind of trouble, there's some kind of problem. But what we're talking about today is these unclean meats and these unclean beasts that we're eating, and pork being one of them. And just closing up, our people died behind this meat. Go to 1 Maccabees, the first chapter in the 44th verse. Our people died for this. And whenever, like I said before, whenever they brought an unclean beast to defile the temple of God, to defile the temple of the Israelites, to defile the temple of the Hebrews, the swine was always the cheapest one to defile our temple. And that they would offer. And now you, our people are doing the same thing today. They're bringing it into their modern temples, into their churches, what they see as the temple of God or the house of God, and they're doing the same thing. They're doing the same thing, bringing this undefiled meat that was brought into the temple of God to defile it in ancient times, and now they're doing it. A lot of people don't know. A lot of people don't know. But the Heavenly Father says, now that you do know, at your ignorance, he winked at. That's what it's telling you in Acts 17 and 30. In your ignorance, God is winking at it. But now commandeth men everywhere to repent. So it doesn't matter wherever our people are, whether it be here in the UK, in England, whether it be in Brazil, whether it be in Australia, whether it be in New York, Atlanta, California, you learn this information about the unclean meat and the unclean beast. You're supposed to lay that down. You're supposed to lay the pork chop down. If you're chewing on a pork chop right now, listening to the kings and priests from the Body of Christ Radio Network, you got to put that pork chop down and say, Lord, forgive me. I didn't know any better. And he will. But read 1 Maccabees 1, 44, bro.
All right. First Maccabees 1 and 44. For the king had sent letters by messengers unto Jerusalem and the cities of Judah that they should follow the strange laws of the land.
Mm. Go ahead.
And forbid burnt offerings and sacrifice and drink offerings in the temple, and that they should profane the Sabbaths and festival days.
So it was actually that was made for us to go against the commandments of the Heavenly Father. Just like they have today, they've made festivals and things that change the Sabbath for what it really is, okay, from being the seventh day of the week to the darn first day of the week. They've changed the festival days like Feast of Tabernacles. So now you have this satanic witchcraft harvest festival. People bring in all kinds of, I'm making a corn idol from the corn husk. I'm making a corn dolly. And you're going to bring, that's what they're getting ready to celebrate now, Harvest Festival. That ain't of the Lord. The Lord gave us the Feast of Tabernacles. Then you have Christmas. Christmas. Christ wasn't born on December the 25th. But many Christians, they will fight you. They will fight you for Christmas rather than following and having the memorial of the reconstruction and the rededication of the temple of the Heavenly Father, taking the swine's flesh and all the abominations that was offered to the different gods and idols and rededicating the temple to the Lord. So read on.
Verse 45, and forbid burnt offerings and sacrifice and drink offerings in the temple, and that they should profane the Sabbath and festival days, and pollute mm-hmm. the sanctuary and the holy people.
The sanctuary and holy people. So how were they going to pollute the sanctuary, which was the temple, the great and marvelous and wonderful temple that never has been duplicated or replicated, was only going to be surpassed by the temple that's going to be set in New Jerusalem by Christ? And how are they going to pollute the holy people of righteous people? How are they going to do that? Read on.
Verse 47. Set up altars and groves and chapels of idols and sacrifice swine's flesh and unclean beasts.
So they were going to pollute the temple and the holy people by making them sacrifice these swine's flesh to these different idols and also other unclean beasts. Go ahead.
48. That they should also leave their children uncircumcised and make their souls abominable with all manner of uncleanness and profanation.
So they're going to do all manner of abominations and different sins. Go ahead.
To the end, they might forget the law and change all the ordinances.
So in the end, that they might forget the law and change all the ordinances. So now, do black people on the whole remember the law on the beast, on the clean beast and unclean beast? Or are they just chomping down some swine, the pork chop?
Man, the fat chomping back, like hell.
The pig scratchings. Especially when you go down south. It's even worse when you get to Europe. Pig everywhere, boy. I thought a pig was my neighbor, man. So much pigs over here. Serious. Like, they got anything else to eat over here? Where can I get a steak?
Hilarious.
We got about 5 minutes left. I want to read one more quick scripture in the Maccabees. Let's go to 2 Maccabees 7 and verse 1.
Okay, but let me finish here because it says, yep. I'm going to read all the way to 50. It says, to the end they might forget the law and change all the ordinances, and whosoever would not do according to the commandment of the king, he said he should die.
Right, so that was the point, that if they didn't take part in these rituals that they were doing, that they would be put to death. They would be put to death if they didn't eat swine's flesh. They would be put to death if they didn't forsake the Sabbaths and festival days. They would be put to death that if they didn't profane the Sabbaths. So if the Sabbath said you're not supposed to work, you would be put to death if you was found that you're not working. You try to enjoy the Sabbath and go over the scriptures and the laws of the Most High with your family, whatever. They caught you doing that. If you were caught with the scriptures, you were put to death.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're making a point on is this unclean meats. So go ahead. Is it more?
Mm-hmm. No, that was it.
So, yeah, let's go to, 2 Maccabees 7, verse 1.
All right. Here we go. 2 Maccabees, chapter 7, verse 1. It came to pass also that seven brethren with their mother were taken and compelled by the king against the law to taste swine's flesh and were tormented with scourges and whips.
So they were what? They were compelled by a law of the other nations that what? We eat swine's flesh, which is against the commandments, which is against the scriptures. And what? They were tormented, they were whipped, and they were beaten for that. Now, when you read on in the story, they refused to do it. They refused to break the commandments. And many other people refused to do it. They said, no, I'm not going to do it. So you're telling me the law is going to look at all that, oh, that was nothing. They died for nothing then. You're going to say it's clean to eat whatever meat you want to eat. You're saying all those people that stood up for the laws of the Heavenly Father that he wrote down, they died for nothing? I think you're mistaken. I think you're mistaken. And I know a lot of people have questions about what should you eat, what shouldn't you eat. So if you have questions, you heard today's broadcast, you have questions, write in to us. Email us. Pam, put the information in the chat room so people can get that in our contact us. But you can email us. We have bodyofchrist@ureach.com. You send us, drop us an email, drop us a line. If you're UK, you wanna call and speak to someone, the number is 0208 144, like 144,000, 144-1713. And I'm just waiting for Pam to put up the US number because we're about to get out of here. We've got the Wolfo show coming on with Brothers in Buffalo, and they're going to be hitting it hard with the word of the Most High, the Heavenly Father, and His Christ. So this is where we need to be, brothers and sisters, because the Lord has called us to be kings and priests. He didn't call us to be slaves. That was a punishment. That was a punishment for us to get ourselves together so we would bethink ourselves, because we are royal people. We're royalty. We're the Lord's royal people. We're the Lord's holy people. But what? We've broken his commandments. So he's broken us down to such a low state. But he's going to raise us up again through Christ. So you want to call in, that number is 1-877-871-1712. That's the number. You reach number. You can call, leave us a message, and we'll call you back. And we'll discuss what you want to discuss or whatever questions you have. So giving all praises to the Heavenly Father in Christ, we thank the Lord for another show. Abadja, thank you for coming out and helping me. And until next time, we say shalom.
Shalom.
This is the Body of Christ Church, and you are listening to our program, Kings and Priests, where we teach repentance to the 12 tribes scattered abroad. In these last days,
Darkness has covered the earth, and gross darkness covers the people. But for those who choose to hear the words of the Father and the instructions of Jesus Christ, He will give them the power to become the nation of kings and priests they were ordained to be from the foundations of the earth.
Of a politician. I believe in the people and their